on the phone now to Brooklyn, Michigan, to Dennis Warden, Public Relations Manager, for Michigan International Speedway. Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, you've got a race underway.
Yeah, we actually just started our ARCA Racing Series event. So.
Well, like a half hour ago.
Yeah. Well, gosh, time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. So, yeah, it has been a few minutes. We started about quarter after five. So,
oh, perfect.
We're just several laps in, and it's going good so far. So.
Well, great. And this race, the one that's happening right now, is this the Rain Eater Wiper Blades 200?
That's correct. Rain Eater Wiper Blades 200. Yep, that's our ARCA race. ARCA's been racing out here a long time, since 1980. So they've been coming out here for quite a long time, so we're always lucky to have them come race on Friday nights here at MIS. So.
Well, it starts off the excitement. From what I'm seeing in front of me, a field of 40 cars with Cale Gale of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, had the pole.
Yep, and he's been leading every lap so far, so could be a dominant performance. We'll see what happens, though. Anything can happen in racing. You just never know.
Well, so. it sure can. And speaking of anything can happen in racing, the folks have been arriving since midweek for this weekend's races series, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep, the campers have been out in full force. They've been, many of them have been out here since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, and you know, the fans are all starting to show up. We have a nice crowd even out for the ARCA race today. I see several thousand fans in the stands. So we're very excited. It's a very festive atmosphere, and the fans are excited so far. And you know, a couple more days to go. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about what happens tomorrow at Michigan International Speedway.
We have a couple qualifying sessions. I know the Sprint Cup and the Nationwide Series both qualify tomorrow. And then we have the Nationwide Series Alliance Truck Parts 250 races at 3:30. This is the first time that the Nationwide Series will run in June at MIS. For 20 years they've raced in August, and this year we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict with NASCAR, so we had to swap the truck race to August and move the Nationwide race to June. So this is the first time we've had Nationwide cars here during the June weekend, so we're excited to have that race going on at 3:30, and then we have a country band concert tomorrow night with Emerson Drive, a popular country brand, is going to be playing a concert right after the Nationwide race. So another full day of activities here at the Speedway.
Well, there's all kinds of things, of course, leading up to Sunday's race, the Hell of a Good Sour Cream Dip 400 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah, that's the big day. Yeah, that's the big day. We're expecting close to 100,000 people that day, and it's everybody's getting really geared up for it. It's always a good way to, and being on Father's Day, you know, Father's Day racing here at MIS has always been a really strong tradition for many years, and then over the last 2 years before this season, we weren't on Father's Day because of the way the schedule fell, the NASCAR schedule fell on the calendar. So now we're back to our traditional Father's Day weekend. So that always makes it a lot of fun for us, and we see a lot of fathers and families come out to the track that day. And you know, it's going to be exciting. We're looking forward to it. We'll see who sits on the pole after tomorrow, and see, I know a lot of people are rooting for Dale Jr., Jeff Gordon's last week's winner. It's going to be a fun event, that's for sure.
Well, they'll all be there, that is for sure. It's my understanding, just from your website, Dennis, that there aren't general admission tickets left, but is there a way to still get something?
Oh, yeah. We still have a lot of tickets, available in some areas. Well, not a lot, but we have several tickets available in certain areas. And, you know, I know we still had a $39 ticket reserved seat still available. 13 to 17-year-olds are half price in any grandstand seat, so we still have that deal going. So, yeah, you can still get a pretty good seat. I prefer turn one, actually. Turn one has great seats. You really get to see them come out of the front stretch and heading out to the back stretch. So that's kind of a fun seat to sit in. So,
well, see, the folks just got a good tip from you.
Yeah, I think that's the best seat in the house, or one of them, besides the center grandstand. You can't be at a better turn one seat than MIS. So, yeah, MISpeedway.com, you can still get on there by tomorrow and get them online and hold them at will call, or you can call our 1-800-354-1010 number. And a lot of people have been actually, you know, the weather's looking pretty good the next couple of days. I mean, it may be a scattered storm here and there, but nothing you know, I think it's going to be great, and the weather seems to be really good planning the next couple of days, and, you know, people just can walk up the day of the event and buy a ticket, too. So I know we had a really big, successful August Sprint Cup race because of the walk-up crowd was pretty good. So we're, you know, any people from the area that want to come out can also come the day of the race and buy.
Well, and that's exceptional as well. You had a great promotion going, or still have. Anyone with a hunting and fishing license got a great discount, too. That has to help.
Yeah, that's something we've kind of teamed up with the DNR with. You know, I don't know a lot of the details behind that, but I can tell you that, you know, if you do purchase your, you know, if you show your current license for this year, or if you purchase your license, actually, it's funny that you say that, because I need to go buy my fishing license for this year, so I'm planning on heading out there tomorrow. But, and you get some discounts off some, I believe it's $10. I can't be 100% for certain, but I think it's $10 off a Sunday ticket. So that's pretty neat. That's a neat little thing that we have going.
That's what I recall from the press release, yeah. I read on it. It's always fun to find out who the Grand Marshal is. Who's the Grand Marshal for the race on Sunday?
Well, we just announced this morning, actually, that it's going to be Lloyd Carr, the former University of Michigan football coach. So we were fortunate enough to work out a deal with Lloyd and his group this week. And I know the University of Michigan and MIS have a really great relationship. And, you know, in following kind of with Tom Izzo, we had Tom Izzo from Michigan State here last August. So we thought, you know, it'd be kind of fun to have a legacy of Michigan guy like Lloyd Carr come out to the racetrack and be the Grand Marshal, which is very exciting for a lot of Michigan football fans in this area and throughout the state.
Well, so. Of course it is. He's a great figure in coaching. So we'll all cheer him on, even if we're Michigan State or Hillsdale College fans.
Exactly.
Because you have a little of that background, too.
Yeah, I like Lloyd Carr a lot. And, you know, it's University of Michigan football. Either you're Michigan or Michigan State, it seems like, around here. And you can't go wrong with Lloyd Carr. And we're pretty excited.
Well, I would be excited. It sounds like it's going to be an exceptional weekend. And as you said, the weather sounds like it's going to be pretty intermittent if there is rain that comes through. And I have to tell you, one of my memories of being at the racetrack is those jet engines that come out after there'd been a rain delay. That's pretty exciting to watch in itself.
Yeah, and what's funny, and what a lot of people don't know, is that all the NASCAR tracks throughout the country have jet dryers. What people don't know is the jet dryer was invented at this racetrack. Our facilities director, who Dan Salenbein, he's been here for, 30 years. He's the one that actually came up with the idea of inventing the jet dryer, and now it's a staple throughout every Michigan or every NASCAR speedway throughout the country. So we have an extensive fleet of jet dryers here because we build them here. So that's kind of a fun note that a lot of people don't know, and I don't anticipate there to be really that bad of weather. I really don't. And if we do, we have plenty of jet dryers to be able to get the track cleaned up and ready to go. So.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening to step into a quiet place. Although I do love the sound of the engines going around, I have to tell you that. But I appreciate your time this evening, Dennis, and we'll talk to you again before the next race. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.